I saw it before you came. I knew nothing of it when I left Sukhmet."
"Who'd have thought to find a city here? I don't believe the Stygians ever penetrated this far. Could black people build a city like that? I see no herds on the plain, no signs of cultivation or people moving about."
"How could you hope to see all that at this distance?" she demanded.
He shrugged his shoulders and dropped down on the shelf. "Well, the folk of the city can't help us just now, and they might not if they could. The people of the black countries are generally hostile to strangers, probably stick us full of spears." He stopped short and stood silent, as if he had forgotten what he was saying, frowning down at the crimson spheres gleaming among the leaves.
"Spears," he muttered. "What a blasted fool I am not to have thought of that before. That shows what a pretty woman does to a man's mind."
"What are you talking about?" she inquired. Without answering her, he descended to the belt of leaves and looked down through them. The great brute squatted below, watching the crag with the frightful patience of the reptile folk. So might one of his breed have glared up at their troglodyte ancestors, treed on a high-flung rock in the dim dawn ages. Conan cursed him without heat and began cutting branches, reaching out and severing them as far from the end as he could reach. The agitation of the leaves made the monster restless. He rose from his haunches and lashed his hideous tail, snapping off saplings as if they had been toothpicks. Conan watched him warily from the corner of his eye, and just as Valeria believed the dragon was about to hurl himself up the crag again, the Cimmerian drew back and climbed up to the ledge with the branches he had cut. There were three of these, slender shafts about 7 feet long, but not larger than his thumb. He had also cut several strands of tough, thin vine. "Branches too light for spear hafts, and creepers no thicker than cords," he remarked, indicating the foliage about the crag. "It won't hold our weight, but there's strength in union. That's what the Aquilonian renegades used to tell us Cimmerians when they came into the hills to raise an army to invade their own country. But we always fight by clans and tribes."
"What the devil has that got to do with those sticks?" she demanded.
"You wait and see." Gathering the sticks in a compact bundle, he wedged his poniard hilt between them at one end. Then, with the vines, he bound them together, and when he had completed his task, he had a spear of no small strength with a sturdy shaft 7 feet in length.
"What good will that do?" she demanded. "You told me that a blade wouldn't pierce his scales."
"He hasn't got scales all over him," answered Conan. "There's more than one way of skinning a panther."